In Shmuel Aleph, it mentions Echana was Nakara, childless for many, many years, and she was Nispalo. And she mentioned Batida Neder, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give her a child, Zuchartani, Lotishcha Chesamosecho, Venosato La Moscha Zera Noshim. If I'll be Zoich to have Zera Noshim, she's asking for a boy, she doesn't mention Zohar, but Zera Noshim. Venosato Lashem. She asks for Zera Noshim. And the Gemara mentions in Brachas various Pshatim, what does it mean Zera Noshim? Because Baruch Hu should give her a son, it's Doime, to Moshe V'Aaron, Doime to two, or to Moshach, should do Mishichas HaShemen, on Malachim, on Shol, on Endovit. But another Pshat is Zera Noshim, Zera Shemuvla Bein HaNoshim. Shemuvla Bein HaNoshim. Nothing outstanding, but the average individual. She was Zoicha, she asked to have a son. Lo Orech, lo Gutz, lo Kotten, lo Yileim, lo Tzror, lo Gichur. He shouldn't be white, and he shouldn't be red, and he shouldn't be of lo Chacham, lo Tippish. Not too tall, not too small. And you'd be shown at the Ayin Hor on him. An average boy. The Pasuk says further on that she was Zoicha. And she said, Al anar hazeh hispalolti v'yiten Hashem li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me that son that I asked for. I was mispalol for. Muvla bein anoshim. This average boy. And this average boy that she was mispalol for became Moshe be'ar v'chanov u'shmul b'kar yishimo. Is medoimeti Moshe v'ar. This average bacher. This Muvla Bein HaNoshim, the average individual. We see, the Chazal tell us, the Koichas HaNefesh that a person has can reach such high madregas of Moshe V'Aaron. This Muvla Bein HaNoshim. As Chazal tell us, Omer Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, we have two parshas in the Torah. A parsha of Vayisarak Lamaila, Yochel Kamoni, Yochel Kamoni, the Havamina. You'll be Milo, you'll be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rak Lamaila. Vayisarak Lamaila. Rak is a miyat. No. Not exactly as high as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lashem miyat. Your gedula, my gedula will be greater than your gedula. Kedoshim to you, Yochel Kamoni, what's the Havamina? Yochel Kamoni, fantastic Havamina. Yochel Kamoni, Adon Olam Hashem Olach, the Baal Yecholas, Baal Koyach, Yochel Kamoni, the man I would think will be equal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you have to have a limud. Tamalom kikoresh ani kedushasi lamalam mekudashchem. The my kedusha we higher than yours. You see from here, the man has the ability of going so high, of yochel kamoni, of being as high as a kodesh baruch. Rashi quotes in parshas. On this concept of Yochel Kamoni, he mentions the Salachti B'Sochem. I will go and I'll walk with you. Atali Mochem Begad Nevi, Keachem Mekem. Willo to you, Mizdazim Mimeni. And you'll not Mizdazim Mimeni. You won't get scared and tremble. You won't be trembling when you walk into Gan Eden. Yahalo Tira Mimani, Tamaloma Voyisilachem Lilahim. I would think not only Mizdazim, but you won't have any Yira. Tamalomar, for Yisil Lachem Elohim. I will be higher than you. So what's the difference between Mizdazim and Yira? Trembling and Yira. So perhaps one could say the following. The Rambam in Yisod HaTorah mentions many, many differences between Shaar Nevi'im and Moshe Rabbeinu. Many ways, not only the time of day or night, Shaar Nevi'im and Nevuah, when they were sleeping, they weren't fully aware of what was around them, Mashenki by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam mentions many differences. One of the differences the Rambam mentions is the Kohen Nevi'im, Yireim Nivloim, Musunogim, or Moshe Rabbeinu Enekin. The Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't in a sphere of trembling. He wasn't in a state of shock. In other words, there was no Chalishis Aguf. By the Nevi'im, where there's a Chalishis Aguf, the Guf became weak. Mashiach came by Moshe Rabbeinu. This is Mizdazim. That you have a Madrega, the Salachti Mochem in Gan Eden. In Gan Eden, there's no Chalishis Aguf. Your Guf won't be weak. However, Yira? Yira has nothing to do with the Guf. Yira is Aromimus. To reach the Madrega, Ma Hashem Shom Imoch, Kim Liro so. Who said that? Moshe Rabbeinu. From Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a Nilsa Zuchasa. From Moshe Rabbeinu, we reach this high Madrega. That's not Chalishis Aguf. It's not where the Guf becomes weak. It's a higher Madrega of Yira Aromimus. A very high, high Madrega. This perhaps for Moshe Rabbeinu can be achieved. This we can achieve. We cannot achieve. But when it comes to Chalishis Aguf, to be strong, to be able to mechazek ourselves in the needs that we think we need in this world, this we can go ahead and reach this high Madrega of elevating ourselves and walking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it said in the Chukosai Telechu, Shri Amilim Batorah. And the Mokar of Amilis Shebatorah, we learn from Yaakov Avinu. The Yaakov Avinu, it says, Vayikach miyavni amokam, Vayishka bamokam ahu, Vayosa mokam shochav. In that mokam he was shochav, and we make medayik from the words, from here we learn, Vayosa mokam shochav, Avol, Yudal Shanim, Shishimish, the Lomad, the base Aver, Shem V'Aver, Lo Shachav Balayla, Shoyoisik Batorah. So what do you learn? You learn on Melech Shebatorah is that this need, this psychological need of sleep, this psychological need of eating, this psychological need, this need for fancy clothes to get away, this need for profession, this need for materialism, I need it, I need it, I need so much. So Amelia Shibitar tells us, you don't need so much. Yahu Kamoni, you can be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you don't need so much. You don't need so much sleeping, you don't need so much bodily needs, you don't need it. You don't need it. This is what we see, Amelia Shibitar, to work, to find the Amita Shelter. So we see that to come to this aspect of Kedusha, of driving ourselves, this individual, as just an average individual that can elevate himself the way we see by Shmuel, is through Limud HaTorah. Through Limud HaTorah, learning Torah. One gets involved in learning, so he doesn't look at his watch, and even though time is over, and the Seder is over, he hasn't stopped. He can't stop. He cannot stop. The Shir is over and he cannot stop either. He cannot stop. The Seder is at 12 o'clock at night and it's 12:05 and 12:10 and 12:15. I can't leave. And when I leave with the Gemara with me. We can do it. We have the ability to do it. This is not just a fantasy. It's reality. It's reality. This Abilah Shibitar. This is one aspect. of the Yochel Kamoni, to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But there's another aspect. The other aspect of Kedusha, of Kedoshim Ti, we all know, is Prushim Ti. Kaishas Mutterloch. Kedusha. This is the also the Pshat of Yochel Kamoni. It says, Viskadashtim, Yisim Kedoshim, Yochel Kamoni. What's the Havamina Yochel Kamoni? What is the Havamina that one would even think a Pli Atzuma, that we are like a Kodesh Baruch Hu? So the Bali Musa learned, where is that Kodesh Baruch Hu? Hashokin Yitom Mitumosim Shal Yisrael Mitumosim, but Mokim Tuma. HaKodesh Baruch Hu could be in Tuma. Kedusha and Tuma. Kedusha and Tuma together, closer than a sandwich. Dveikus. There's Dveikus. Kedusha and Tuma together. Oni I, Yochel Kamoni, no, you cannot have this Kedusha and Tuma together. Oni Ani Hashem. My Kedusha is higher than yours. Your Kedusha cannot be with Tuma. You have to Porish Men Arayas, Porish Men Taiva. Oni HaKodesh Baruch Hu can have Kedusha with Tuma together. Kedusha im Tuma. Kedusha im Tuma. This you cannot have. This you cannot have. And the Ramban says, on the Isser of Ben Sar Mor, what was this young Bacher? This Bar Mitzvah Bacher. Such a young Bar Mitzvah Bacher, a couple months old, is Bar Mitzvah Bacher. What is he over? What is he violating? He's violating what? Eating too much, drinking too much. He's violating Kedoshim Tiyu. This Kedusha. Kedusha has to be with Precious. Separating oneself. Kedusha must work with Precious. Yochel Kamoni, I would think like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Tuma Mitol Tumasin, Kedusha and Tuma together? Absolutely not. That cannot be. You can have Kedusha Im. Every Im. Im Made, Im Torah, Im Derech Eretz, Im. But not with Tuma. It cannot be Torah Im Tuma. Torah Im Tuma, definitely not. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can have your Torah, Kedusha with Tuma. It cannot be with Tuma. All the Ims in the world, but not with Tuma. And this is Kedoshim to you. And BMS, we see from the Mishnah both aspects. The Mishnah and others mentions Taki Daki Shal Torah, Paz B'melch Tochal, Maim B'msura Tishne, Baros Tishon. This is Amelis, in the sense of Mimayit, to Mimayit, the Tivus Adam, and we need that. To Mamaya Tivus Adam. It doesn't mean the sense that we have to only have bread and water and sleep on the ground. But we don't have to go out of our way for Tivus Adam Azeh. We don't have to go out of our way. If it's here, I'll take it. If I have a silly mattress in the room, I won't throw it away. But to go out of my way to work day and night, to Mevatel Torah, in Siddurim, to have a certain standard of living, a higher standard of living. Those have difficulty in adjusting to Eretz Yisrael are those people that have luxury in this world. Then they come to Eretz Yisrael, they find it very difficult. Where's the grass? Where are the gardens? Where are all the comforts of life? Every Sunday night, my parents and I went out for dinner. Every Sunday night, we're meal marked. Prepared food is part of our home life. Going out to dinners all the time. Dinners, dinners, and dinners. All the luxuries of this world. When it goes to Eretz Yisrael, it has very difficult time adjusting. I'm different. What's the adjustment? What's the difficult adjustment? Learning? It's the whole Arum and Arum. The Tivus of Olam Hazeh. It's so difficult for me. It's so difficult. So difficult. This is the Koine Torah. Does it only mean in Eretz Yisrael for a couple of years? This is a whole lifetime. The Mishnah is talking about a lifetime, not a couple of years to go to Eretz Yisrael. And also, the idea of Atzar Tichya, Betorah to Omomo, that's precious. That's surely precious. To be able to purge yourself from the Olam Hazeh, from the Tivus of Olam Hazeh. When the Hasidim say they don't like their little children to play baseball. What's wrong with baseball, Philip Tsamis? Because you never grow out of it. You never grow out of it. 50, 60, 70 years old, and he talks about the first game of the Yankees on every single day, every play-by-play description of every basketball move, every basket. He's a man already 50, 60 years old, and he goes to a wedding and he has a little portable TV and sits at the wedding. He can't miss every play. He hasn't grown out of it. It's wonderful for a six-year-old. You haven't grown out of it. Where's your kedoshim to you? Where's your prushim? Prushim is Titus of the Maseh. You're so missing, and the parents have to go ahead and send a package. All of the sports have to send you. You get a big package like this. How many, a big package like this? I missed it so many months. I need it. Sure, I won't read it in the base of Medrash. Don't worry about that. But I can't, I miss it. You have to grow out of this. Grow out of it. Don't we grow out of it? And this is what the Mishnah says. Both aspects are precious. Precious in the Torah Taiva, the second aspect, and also in the Amelis. In the Amelis, we find in Parashas Kedoshim a idea that we all know. In the idea of Kedusha. The Pasuk says, Ishimov Yoliv Tirov Shapsose Tishmor. From here, Rashi quotes, and the Gemara Yevamis and the Gemara Bamitzia, that if one's father or mother says to Mechal Shabbos, Ani Hashem Lekechem, that our Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us, Ani Hashem Lekechem, you shouldn't listen to your parents, V'shapsos HaTishmar. Tosis, in Yevamis asks, one has to go, either Shmir Shabbos or Kibbutz of Lane. Perhaps you should listen to your parents and violate Shabbos. So Tosis gives a couple of answers. It's a good kasha. So Tosis says, be a steerer. If you're Mechal Shabbos, you're Koy for Beaker, how come Ani Hashem Lekecha? A steerer. But it wouldn't be a steerer if you don't listen to your parents. And then Tosis quotes the Medrash. The Midrash says that I would think Yiskadashim Yisem Kedoshim Yahu Kamoni Tamalomik Hikarishani Kudoshasi Lamala Mikudashim. That my Kedush is stronger than yours. I would have thought that you should listen to your parents. So you have a special Yafuso Ani Hashem Kadishim. That what? That's a special Yafuso. That what? That you don't listen to your parents and you keep Shabbos. So one would ask, I need a special Yafuso? Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin, by the halach of Eishlich Lidvar Avera, according to many Mishomim, Rashi, and others. It's no pasuk of what Eishlich Lidvar Avera, it's a svara. If the Talmud says one thing and the Rebbe says something else, who do you listen to? If the Talmud says you're Mechal Shabbos, and the Rebbe says you shouldn't Mechal Shabbos, who do you listen to? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud. My nafkamina, if the Talmud is a Talmud, it's your friend, or if it's your father. And Shilin Varavero, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin. Yet we have a special halacha. Ishimov, Yodhi Tirov, Yishav Sosa Tishmaru. That I would think you should listen to your parents and Mechal Shabbos. Why? Because your parents are Kaddish. They have a special Kedusha. Your parents have a special Kedusha. Yochu Kamoni. Shoshi Shutfim B'Adam. That means to say that no matter what Madriga will be in, that we're a Basar B'Dom, but we're going to come to some Madriga of Kedusha. Not only the Chasana that we spoke about, Rav Willig spoke about the Chasana and about marriage. He put a more ashar in us about marriage, how we should behave by marriage. A person doesn't that ashuri b'sholem b'simcha until he's married, and how to behave by a marriage is gufecha. Our gosh is a gufecha, but we should remember also when we become married, we'll have children b'ezras Hashem, and we don't have children choshev kameis. Our tafkid is to have a family, And at that moment, we become Kaddish. We're Kaddish, regardless of what profession we have in life, regardless if we can make a living or not, regardless if we flunk out of school. We're Kaddish. We're Kedusha. So much so we have to have a special Yafusa that not to listen to the father, not to listen to the mother. It doesn't mean a father's a Rosh Hashiva. Any father. Kavi Esa Vicha V'Yesi Mecha. Magish Kavod Hav the Kavod HaMokam. There's a Hekish. You're a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You're a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And this is not just a Mlitzah B'Amo. It's a nervous. So we think that what are we down the road? Why are we down the road? We're down the road, we're going to be Kaddish. If we're going to be Kaddish, that's how our children should look at us. So we should feel this way. It's not just a halakha meaning in the Gemara. Hukish kvod and kavod hamokom is a halakha. It's a din. So we have to feel this. We have to manage this. We have to make achanis. Achanis not for only for a chasanin. Not only to treat our wives properly. We have to make achanis to be a father, to be a mother, to be a parent. Hukish kvod and kavod hamokom. This is what we see down the road. If I see myself a Rosh Shiva, if I see myself a professional, if I see myself a millionaire, I don't know, but I see myself a Kaddish. I'll be a Kaddish. It's not just a mitzvah, Kedoshim to you, I'm going to be a Kaddish. What type of a Kaddish will you be? What type of a Kaddish will you be? These are these days. The days of Achon of the Kabbalah Torah. Half is down already. The next half is coming up. We're at the half mark already. What are we going to do? Make a chana for Torah. Make a chana to learn. Make a chana to become a Kaddish. Because definitely we're going to become a Kaddish. Hukish kavod al kavod hamokom. If a person feels this and margish this is what the Torah thinks of me. So it's not just Shmuel Hanavi. The Shmuel became the great Shmuel. Medamihim. To Moshe V'Aaron. It's all of us. Every one of us, we're going to be Kaddish. We're Hukish Kavod L'Kavod HaMokom. And these are the years, and these are the days to drive ourselves, to mechazik ourselves, not to think in the next 3 weeks, all I know is midterms and finals, and graduation, summer jobs, and leave. And we need someone to mechazik us. There's a shvuas in the yeshiva, and you should stay. In June, so Zman Yeshiva, we have to be told this? We have to be told this? Why should the Beis HaMedrash look any different in a month from now than tonight? Why? Why? So you're saying I'm being realistic. But the Torah says, what does the Torah tell us? Is the Torah realistic? The Torah says, Makish, Hukish Kavon L'Kavon HaMokom. Yochel Kamoni. The Torah says, Yochel Kamoni. I think you are like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is the Torah realistic? What the Torah thinks about us, is it realistic? Is it realistic to ask and to think that a Ben Torah will be in Yeshiva? A Ben Torah will spend the whole June Zman and the whole summer Zman learning Torah? Is that realistic? And the Torah says, Yochel Kamoni, I think you're so great and you are great. You're going to be Kaddish. You're going to be fathers someday. There's our tachlis in this world. Not because there's a mitzvah pruvu. That's a mitzvah kedusha. That's where we're headed towards. Once a person knows this is what it's going to be, and this is what it should be. So these days and these weeks should mechazik us to strive for that kedusha, the kedusha of Yochel Kamoni, to reach this madriga of mile and kedusha and limud HaTorah.